Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. I'm the supervisor here. How can I help you?
I hope so. It's been one heck of a morning with this issue between the credit card company and customer service. Okay, here is the situation. On the 13th, I placed an order from a pop-up ad on my phone to get some skin cream, and the offer was pay shipping. I said, yes, charge it, done. The next day, I got this notice from my credit card saying, do you recognize this purchase? Is it potentially fraudulent? It's the right date, the right amount. However, the merchant name that they have is Amusing World Kids Playtime. Does that sound like a skin cream company to you?
No, ma'am. How much is the charge?
It's the same amount, the same date. So customer service is telling me, well, you know, we're just a third party and we provide customer service. How can you provide customer service? She said, well, we are a third party for all these companies. I said, yeah, but you have to have a list of your clients. You're looking at the charge at your end, and you can't tell me the company name so I can call and verify?
Okay, so you want to know
because
the company name?
Yes, I would like to, yeah.
It's Ava Eye Serum and Skin Cream.
AVA, that's the company name is Ava?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a phone number?
It's the phone number that you're calling now.
Okay, but nobody in your office can help me.
What do you need help with, ma'am?
I want to know, I know that Ava's the company I ordered the cream from, but I'm being charged by a company, Amusing World Kids Playtime. Same date, same amount.
You're getting charged by Ava, ma'am. It just pops up differently on bank statement because it's third party.
You're telling me Amusing World Kids Playtime is a third-party entity affiliated with Ava?
It just pops up different since we provide with different services, ma'am. So it's going to pop up different on bank statements, but it's for Ava, the Ava Skin Cream and Eye Serum.
How can you tell me that if you're not recognizing this name?
I am recognizing the name, ma'am. I'm letting you know what it's for.
And I'm asking you, why is it listed as Amusing
World
for Kids Playtime?
That's just, as I stated, ma'am, that's how it pops up because we're third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. So it would pop up differently on bank statements.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's how it is.
So you are telling me, without a doubt, Amazing World Kids Playtime is just another name for Ava Skincare?
Long story short, yes, ma'am. It could be popping up as something else, but it's the $6.95 for the Ava Skin Cream.
Why would it pop up?
Because, ma'am, we are a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
I understand that.
Okay, if you understand that, ma'am, that's why it's popping up like that.
No. If you, okay. let's say that you are the third-party customer service for Kohl's and Walmart and, I don't know, Target. Okay? If I put in an order through Walmart and you bill it as third party, you're not going to put it under Target, are you? You'd put it under Walmart. This doesn't make sense, what you're telling me. It seems like you're just telling me something to end the issue, and that's not solving the problem.
No, I'm telling you what it is, ma'am. That's all there is to it.
You're leaving me speechless because it really doesn't make any sense.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize that you don't understand it, but that is what it is.
Give me another example of another customer that you have that would bill under a different name, totally unrelated name.
Maybe come up under some, it would probably come up as a dietary product or something like that. Because like I said, we do a lot of different products.
So no matter what charge you get, you'll enter the charge amount, and regardless of who the merchant is, you'll just put in any merchant?
That's how it is, man, if you want to put it that way. It's third party, so we handle customer support for a variety of online vendors, ma'am.
No.
That's how it pops up as.
Okay. totally unsatisfactory. Thanks for nothing.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.